When violinist Gil Shaham was in high school English class one day, he was called to the principal's office, where he was told that the London Symphony Orchestra needed a replacement for Yitzhak Perlman to play the Bruch and Sibelius violin concertos. If he wanted to do it, the job was his.
And suddenly I had this option of either going back to Chaucer class and read the Canterbury Tales, or, you know, sip champagne on board the Concorde at 50,000 feet on the way to London. So I thought about it for, you know, a good long, you know, millisecond.
That was Gil Shaham's breakthrough. And now at age 25, he is jetting around the country playing concerts and releasing CDs one after another. He has a new one out of Romances for Violin, and before that, a recording of Prokofiev violin music, two concertos and a sonata. The son of Israeli scientists, Gil Shaham grew up where academic life took them, Illinois, New York City, and he has a dream of making one virtuoso performance.
Well, I've been practicing the Star Spangled Banner for years now, and I can't wait to play on the World Series. This would be my ultimate dream.
I'm trying to visualize this for a moment, that out there in what I personally hope will be Yankee Stadium, you would like to stand with the violin on the field at the microphone and play the Star-Spangled Banner.
Well, either that or the Prokofiev solo sonata, but I think they'd prefer the Star-Spangled Banner. My first bow that I broke was a direct result of Bill Buckner of the Cubs hitting a home run, I would say somewhere around the 1977 summer. I was running around the house. Instead of practicing the violin, if my parents only heard this, I would toss my rosin. You know how violinists mm-hmm. have this? They have a little ball of rosin. I would toss it up in the air, then I'd whack it with my bow.
You would fungo the rosin.
You would
fungo the rosin. to use a verb we seldom have a chance to use here on the air.
How do you spell fungo?
F-U-N-G-O, to fungo ball, yes. So you would fungo the rosin with your bow, yes?
This is true. I feel a little bit like in therapy. This is like confessions from childhood. And I would whack it, and then if it was a particularly good hit, then I would suddenly turn into a big league baseball star, and I would... You know how they do this? They take the bat and they toss it over to the side before starting the big run. So I would take the bow and I would toss it over towards the wall, and that's actually how I broke my first bow. My parents think I sat on it, but it's not true.
I see. This is the real story. Yeah. Tell me about Prokofiev. And do you enjoy playing Prokofiev?
Had a very good RBI. No, good ERA. That's what I'm looking for. Prokofiev, let's see. I love Prokofiev, and it's kind of a funny thing because we don't think of Prokofiev as a violin composer, but he really was a great, great writer for the violin. And between the two concertos, the two violin piano sonatas, the solo sonata, the sonata for two violins, the five melodies, he really wrote a lot, and I think was one of the maybe most important 20th century composers, you know, for us violinists.
There's a question I've always wanted to ask the violinist who has recorded, say, as you have, the Bruch violin concerto. If you turn on a radio, turn on a public radio station, and you hear a recording of the Bruch on the air, can you tell if that's your recording of the Bruch, if that's you playing?
You know, this is very embarrassing. I think I probably would be able to tell. Not that I would enjoy it, but for me, what happens is I know my flaws so well, and I know all the trouble spots. You know, if I hear a phrase of me playing, then I know that you know, the third B-flat on the fourth bar, it will always come a little bit late because my fingers are kind of lazy and they fall at the wrong angle. And so I think for me, it's pretty easy to recognize.
Just by hearing them.
We used to play this game, you know, in the car. If we had a big drive, then my parents were big music lovers and they could recognize these recordings. And we'd do just that. We'd turn on the radio and my dad would turn to the family and say, okay, Gil, is that Heifetz playing or is that, I don't know, Misha Elman playing? And the truth is I always got it wrong. You know, I was always wrong, but he always knew it. And so for somehow I know it's possible to do, but I'm not sure. I'm so good at it.
How much of the time are you on tour nowadays and concertizing?
Oh, I would say maybe most of the time. You know, I live in New York, but New York is ends up being sort of the place where I pay my phone bills. And yeah, and loving it. I think this is the perfect thing for me. You know, I love life on the road. I think this is the right age for me to be doing this. I love music. I love room service. I think every violinist loves the Sibelius violin.
Really? Really?
Yeah, Sibelius was a violinist himself, and it's a very awkward piece. They used to say he wrote it to get back at all the other violinists.
It's hard. It's very hard to play.
It's very hard, but it's a very, very beautiful, very rewarding piece of music.
That's a piece you say that violinists love to play. Is there a piece that violinists are obliged to play and eventually record that they hate to play? What's a piece that you can't get into?
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Oh, I'm
but
sure.
But since you're asking, I mean, there's some. I remember some years ago, trying to learn the Schoenberg Violin Concerto, which is a great, great masterpiece of its genre, and I just couldn't get into it. I mean, to me, to play it was like a punishment. So now, when people ask me if I play it, I just say no. I I don't play it, and I probably won't be playing it for the next couple of years.
I mean, did you ever go so far as to play it with some orchestra somewhere in some form?
No, never.
Never?
No, never.
You worked on it alone and
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel if I'm not convinced of a piece of music, how can I go in front of an audience and, you know, try to convince them of it?
So you have
that
to
would,
feel...
That would be mean.
Huh.
And insincere.
Violinist Gil Shaham spoke to us from New York.